This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of reaction to our Tyson-Jake Paul commentary. We'll circle back to that in just a little bit here. 617-779-7937. It's Christian Arcan. It's Andy Hart. It's WEEI Afternoons on this Friday, the 15th of November. Before we get to Behind the Glass, do we have anything else you want to say or you want to get to here, Andy, before you have to skedaddle?
Was I supposed to? I feel like
not necessarily. I'm not putting you on the spot. I just figured, you know, if there was anything else you wanted to get off your chest, anything on your mind you feel like we didn't get to today, go ahead.
No, it was a busy day. You know, I think we've sort of set the table with the, I do believe Monty is done.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe the Patriots are going to get smoked. I do believe Drake May's still awesome. And I do believe the Dartmouth Indians are going to be victorious with an upset of Mansfield.
Very good. All right. Well, without any further ado, then let's go Behind the Glass.
That's right. We are going to go behind the glass, gentlemen. And today, with it being Friday, I have dubbed it F Around and Find Out Friday.
Okay.
Oh, I like
okay?
it.
I like
Let's
that.
Let's F around then.
Let's F around. And there is a reason why I am playing this particular instrumental. Arcan, do you know what this instrumental is? Eminem?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Criminal.
Because I'm a criminal.
That's right. Criminal.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
I know that.
Uh-huh.
Let's meet Stephanie Pratt.
A lot of
Pratt.
Eminem rejoins today.
Yeah, there were. There
I requested
yeah.
one of them.
Yeah. Let's meet Stephanie Pratt. Stephanie
okay.
Pratt is a woman who lives in New Hampshire. And today, she was sentenced to 2 years in prison after she stole $500,000 to buy tickets to go see Tom Brady come back to Gillette Stadium as a Bucks player.
Okay, now I know those tickets were expensive. They were not $500,000. Even if you had, even if you were sitting next to Robert Kraft, they weren't $500,000.
We really have priced out the average fan.
Seems like it, right? This is why you saw the red wave. These $500,000 tickets
Damn
to
right.
football games.
Biden, nice job.
Thanks a lot, Biden.
Yeah.
Now, among other things, so she spent $6,000 on tickets to watch Tom Brady's return to Gillette Stadium, more than $50,000 worth of items from Amazon.
Okay.
In total, she stole $492,000.
Where did she work?
She was an office administrator for a company based in Hinsdale, New Hampshire. She had access to the company's finances, including its bank accounts and credit cards. Now, this story, the more that you read this story, the more crazier it gets, okay? Because Stephanie had just been released from jail for, you guessed it, stealing from her previous job.
She learned her lesson, huh?
Yes, that's right. She cashed unauthorized checks to herself, and then she would enter them as legitimate payments.
This place in New Hampshire didn't do much of a background check, it
nope.
doesn't sound
no,
like, right?
Check any references,
not.
Call anybody.
So when she was confronted about the stealing from the company, she claimed that the owner had her cash the checks to funnel money to the owner's son Big problem, though, the owner's son had been dead for many years.
Ah, so she's dumb, too.
Not looking great for
Stephanie. Zombie or she is a necromancer.
And like I said, this story just got crazier the more I looked into it.
She is a necromancer.
After she was caught stealing, after she gets in trouble, she demanded that the company still owed her a Christmas bonus. and demanded that she get that Christmas bonus. But yeah, so this woman is going to jail for 2 years because she wanted to see Tom Brady come back to Gillette Stadium and take on the Patriots as a Buck.
Okay. I mean, that's
to appreciate her passion for the Patriots and Tom Brady.
Well, if she wanted to just do that, she could have stolen $1,000 from the company and gotten tickets
and everything.
She spent $6,000
on the
game?
On the tickets.
Yeah, but how do you know the Amazon? Maybe the Amazon stuff was like seat warmers, hot hands,
Patriots swag.
Like, stuff to wear to the game.
$500,000 in seat warmers. That would be a record, I would say. Did she go by herself? Was this all? Did she have like friends go? Like, what was the nature of the visit? Do we know that?
Just says two tickets.
Two tickets.
Yeah.
Wow.
So those two tickets were about $3,000 each. Mm. So they must have been good seats.
It was a hot ticket. It was a hot ticket.
Oh, it definitely was. I'd imagine, you know, just the get-in price was probably $250, $350, something like that, right?
Oh, at least. Probably more than that.
Maybe more than that. It was a good one. Yeah, that was definitely one of the, in terms of Patriots games in the last few years, that was probably the hottest ticket they've had. How did she steal from the current company? What did she actually do again?
So she would basically write checks to herself.
This is with the new company, not the old one.
Yes, new company.
Okay, got it. All right.
She would write checks to herself, cash them, and then make it look like those payments went to legitimate sources, right?
Or to the son. She said she was giving money to the dead son.
Yeah, that's what she tried to say after. But so she would write herself a check for, like, say, $10,000 and then put in the company's financials, like, oh, we spent $10,000 on office supplies.
Right.
Or whatever it was. Yeah. She also bought a hot tub, many plane tickets, and this is crazy, miscellaneous herbs and spices.
What?
Herbs?
Herbs and spices.
Herbs. Bought a lot of herb, I bet.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'll tell you what, this lady sounds like a good time, you know, like she sounds like someone who knows how to live her life. Now, the thing with scamming and doing stuff like this is that you got to, however long it is until you get caught, and you got to really enjoy it to the mat. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to do this, if you're going to risk your freedom to do something like this, and I'm not recommending any of our listeners do it, but if you do that, then you got to really live it up. You know, like Anna Delvey and the Tinder swindler and all these modern day scammers who just basically blow through other people's money and never pay them back and all that. While you're doing that, you've got to really, you've got to do everything. You got to go travel
Tahiti,
the world.
Bora,
you
got
coke and hookers, like it's just all day long. I mean, that's what it's got to be.
You could be like that kid Martin Shkreli. I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah, no, I remember
him. He was scamming a bunch of people.
Pharma
then,
Bro?
Yes, and he bought the
Wu-Tang
album.
Yeah, right.
There was only one ever made for like millions of dollars.
They took it from him, right?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, usually you end up getting caught in these things, although it does seem like there's a lot of these businesses that have these office managers or somebody who has access to something. And I've never run a business. I don't know anything about running a business, but $500,000 is a decent amount of money, right?
To just sure.
see that.
From some like, company in New Hampshire? Like, it didn't sound like this was some big corporation, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're like Tesla or you're like Microsoft, no, I could see how that could go missing. But if you're just a company in randomly in New Hampshire that does who knows what, you know, I pave driveways. Seems like $500,000 would be a lot of driveways you pave that would suddenly just not be in the company accounts.
Yeah. And obviously, if you do something like this and you are about to get caught, what did we learn from Office Space? You got to set the building on fire.
Yeah.
Classic rookie mistake. You can't just steal all the money and then not burn the building down. Like, that's the only thing. That's the only reason Peter and all those guys didn't go to jail is because, what's-his-face, Stephen Root. What was his name in the movie? Milton? Milton with the stapler? Is because he set the building on fire because the lumber kept putting him further and further down into the basement there. So, yeah, rookie mistake there. You're going to steal all that money. You got to burn the building
down. You want to hear another rookie mistake?
Yeah.
She also claimed that her misuse of the company credit card was, quote, due to her clicking the wrong button at the checkout at Amazon.
This lady's hilarious.
Even though it happened over 1,000 times.
Do you want the company to pay?
Yes. This lady is hilarious.
Yes.
I want to write her a letter in jail and just be like, thank you for doing what you did. That's pretty funny.
I bet whoever she brought to that game, right, had the best. Because, you know, there was no expense spared.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're ordering the chicken fingers. Mm-hmm. You're ordering just
the high-end drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm going to Red Wing Diner. I got a pile of clams in front of me. I'm like Tony Montana with all the clams in front of me.
You were in the Putnam Club.
Shoveling them in, yeah.
She was in the Putnam Club living it up.
Definitely.
She probably was.
Oh, yeah.
Good for her. I mean, she's paying the price. And
what did she get sentenced to?
30 months.
That's
30
it?
30 months in prison. Yeah, $500,000, 30 months.
Damn.
Is it worth it?
I mean,
30 months is a long time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
She went to that game.
Like, well, let's divide 30 months by $500,000.
She got to spend $500,000 for however long until they got wise to the thing?
She's going to jail for 30 months.
That's not that long. I thought it was going to be like 10 years.
Oh, I would never make it. I'd be a crying puddle of laying under the cot just in a fetal position. In prison for 30 months?
So basically, if you do the math,
women's prison.
It's like $17,000 a month.
$17,000 a month.
Yeah, so for every month in prison, it's like $17,000 worth that she stole. Would you do a month in prison for $17,000?
No.
I'd do it for $5,000, but I wouldn't do it for
like, what kind of prison? And that's the other thing. You see all these horror stories.
Federal pound me.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking
about. We're not talking Sing Sing here.
I mean, if I'm just playing basketball like Aaron Hernandez and doing some crunches and, you know, complaining that the TV's not working.
Not all he was doing.
Okay, relax.
I meant he was also doing drugs. I don't know what you meant.
Oh, I don't know what you meant either.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? No, like, I'm not going to prison. Screw that.
Yeah.
No. $17,000 is not that much money.
Yeah, you know, if I didn't have a family now, if this was like back in my 20s, I'd probably be like, yeah, hell yeah. I can do 30 months. Or 30 months.
Any prison?
Months.
If you had no idea.
I probably wouldn't have a great time while I was there. But I'm talking about like my decision-making process, what that would be like. $500,000, but you might go to prison. I'd be like, it's, you know, $500,000.
Oh, okay. The decision-making process, because you didn't really think it through,
right.
Like month by month and Bubba, your roommate, and all that.
All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
But so Stephanie Pratt effed around and found out. She did get to see Tom Brady make his glorious return back to Gillette. However, she did not get her Christmas bonus.
Ah, it's too bad. It's too bad she's not
getting
the
bonus. Best part of that.
They should put the bonus like
bonus.
In her prison commissary. Like she can trade it for like a carton of cigarettes or something.
Some ramen.
Yeah, some ramen noodles, some new socks, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, Godspeed to you. What's her name again, Stephanie?
Stephanie Pratt.
Godspeed, Stephanie. You flew a little too close to the sun there.
Yep.
All right, 617-779-7937. Andy Hart, beat it. You got a football game to go watch. Good luck to Dartmouth Indians.
Dartmouth.
Is that right?
Dartmouth Indians heading to Mansfield.
All
Let's
right.
go. Upset.
Go ahead, Dartmouth, and good luck to them. You got me until 6 o'clock here, and here's Stiz with what's trending.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now
at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.